Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Maxa. We're live at North County Ford and Vista. Come on down. Great time here. We're a great crowd here at North County Ford. We want to thank the people from North County Ford for all their hospitality. They have coffee and water and Boy Cowboy brought donuts and cookies, and we have the casting contest going on. Lots of stuff going on here at North County Ford in Vista. They're having a great deal. The summer sell-a-thon's going on right now where you can save a lot of money on a new Ford car or truck. The guys are standing by to show you, take a few test drive, talk to you about a new Ford for yourself. And, boy, what a great guest. Ken Corwin from Ken's Custom Reels in Oceanside. You know, one thing we forgot to mention is Ken has given away a pair of Fishwork shorts to one of the random draws there. So I know Cowboy and Tommy, I don't know if anybody's won it yet, but you just get to go down to Ken's and pick it up.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Ken.
Pick out your style you want.
Yeah.
Size and... There you go.
Yeah.
Always a great selection, both at the shows and at the shop of Fishworks. I know you guys have been a part of those guys for as long as they've been selling gear.
Absolutely. I still got the original shorts, a couple pairs. They do make a long-lasting pair.
They last.
No doubt about it.
I wear them every day, and they last.
They last, yeah. No, Lawrence, great guy, and built a great product there.
Family Boy, business.
Yeah.
Cool people.
What about the prizes we're giving away today?
Dude, this is unreal. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, check this list of giveaways that's going on today here at North County Ford. Again, everybody that steps up to the microphone to ask a question. Again, if you've got a question, just see Tommy P here or the Cowboy. Let them know that you've got a question that you'd like to ask, and we'll get you stepped up to the microphone. And one of those lucky people that steps up to the mic is going to win a brand new pair of Maui Jims. As Pete was saying, this is a brand new style. It's called the Tumbleland, and it's a really cool frame. The particular frame is a matte tortoise frame with black temples. It's a really good-looking pair of glasses. It has the bronze HCL lens, and as Pete was saying, the brand new super thin glass, a brand new redesigned glass from Maui Jim. It's all the benefits of having a glass lens, meaning the scratch resistance, and you know really what you want on the water, especially with saltwater spray, but you get the super, super lightweight feel. You barely don't even know you got a pair of Maui Jims on. Yeah. So a really cool pair for one lucky person that steps up to the microphone. In addition to that, we're doing the casting contest. Casting contest is going full swing right now, and Dave and Grant are doing a great job with our casting contest. Three killer prizes for that as well. That includes a brand new handcrafted Anza fillet knife made right here in San Diego County, and a great knife thanks to our friends at Anza. You're getting a brand new fillet knife.
By the way, we're giving away an Anza knife too in the random draw today. Anza knives
right
going
on
away today. Yeah.
In addition to that, we're giving away a brand new Shimano Talus blue water rod, so a great rod for one lucky person. And we're giving away a prize that has two full day trips, a full day trip to go fishing on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing, as well as a full-day trip to go fishing on the San Diego at a C4 Sport Fishing. We're talking a $300 pack worth of trips right there.
Yeah.
I mean, just some really, really great prizes. And as always, the winner of the casting contest is also going to be qualified to win one of our two double grand prizes. And as is everybody eligible that comes to North County Ford here, and there's still plenty of time in the second hour, just come on up and fill out a little ticket, and we're going to do a random draw from everybody's in here to win one of those great double grand prizes, which, again, are a trip to Cedros Kayak Fishing, as well as a brand-new Hobie kayak from Fast Lane Sailing. We just talked to Ron. I still can't believe that. You're, again, going to get a brand-new boat, and you're going to get to go down to Cedros Kayak Fishing. So a great prize
and
there.
Jeff has some big announcement coming in September about Cedros Kayak.
Really?
Fishing. Oh, yeah.
All right.
I'm just
going to
tease you with that.
I'm excited. I don't know anything about that. That's cool. The other grand prize is a trip for two to Rancho Leonero. It includes 2 days of fishing and it includes round-trip airfare from either San Diego, Orange County, or LAX right into Los Cabos. Just some fun, phenomenal prizes, and we're super super stoked for that. And Alaska Airlines allowing us to do that, Rancho Leonero allowing us to do that, Jeff allowing us to do that. Just some really, really great prizes. So, man, no reason not to come down and join us on this awesome day here at North County Ford and Vista.
Indeed. Let's find out what's biting out there, Rick.
You got it, man. It's time for that FishDope.com catch report, which today is sponsored by Blue Guard Innovations, making smart bilge pump switches and sensors designed to protect you, your vessel, and the environment. The BG1 oil and fuel detector could save you from thousands of dollars in fine by detecting oil in your bilge and then turning your pump off before you dump it into the water. Just one of several switches and sensors made by Blue Guard Innovations. Check BlueBGI.com for more information. Let's head way up the beach all the way to Angoon, Alaska, and talk to our good buddy John from Whaler's Cove. Good morning, John. We got you there, John? No Captain John from Whaler's Cove yet.
All right. Well,
Adam, how about we roll down then and talk to Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. Ken, Rick, Pete. Good show this morning here. So here we are, midsummer, first week of August. We've had months of Fast and Furious action behind us, and a bunch more is yet to come, but past few days, things got a little weird. You know, backside of the moon, everything backed off a little bit. Kind of is what it is. Out there at San Nicolas Island and Santa Barbara Island, there's been some really good sea bass and yellow fishing. And interestingly enough, there's even been a little yellowfin tuna around Nick, which I haven't seen since the 82-83 El Nino, where we caught some huge ones out there. But we'll see what happens with that. There's been a little bit of that bigger grade bluefin seen between the 499 and the Osborne. I think they like that cooler edge up there. So we'll see where both those opportunities go. We'll see if that develops. The Catalina, still some yellows around, including some really nice ones, biting the surface iron. Watch the bird schools ganging up there, guys. Keep that jig stick handy. Keep a Taddy 45 or Sala 7X like that ready to go. Some good grade yellows on the iron. Some bites on deep runner Rapalas. And, of course, the old standby, slow trolling a big mackerel. It always amazes me how effective slow trolling is and how few private boaters take advantage of that technique. It's just a good way to get some big fish, big yellows, and tanker-grade sea bass. Love those mackerels. There's still some squid to be made, backside middle. Kind of dwindling, though. And for you marlin guys, you want to start paying attention to that east end, you know, from Church Rock down the backside of the drop-off there to the 152-277. We're starting to see a little more signal on the marlins gathering up, thank goodness. At San Clemente Island, we've seen some really big changes there. All the bottom grabbers and calico bass like that are still biting good, no issues there. The gamesters like the yellows and the sea bass are around. They just slowed down a little bit here. But the biggest change of all is that bluefin bite that has been so steady off the backside of the island. It's this nonstop 200-pounders up until about the first of the week. And then they've either moved on or my guess is kind of went deep. We've seen them do this many times in the past. But either way, they're on a little break, a little time out for right now, but filling in is some really good kelp patty fishing, scattered around all over, but mostly down below the border, 371 to 425 zone like that, and then down from there has been good for yellows, dorado, yellowfin, a sprinkle bluefin, and even the occasional marlin. And guys, it's the show guys were talking earlier there, this hot water is just really tough on the sardines and the anchovies, so it's well advised to take a little extra time and catch a tank of that smaller grade mackerel in the harbor mouse or around the kelp beds close to the harbor, because those big yellows and big flathead dorados love that small mackerel on the kelps when you get offshore, and it lives so much better in the tank. So it's this hot water thing we got going on right now, it makes it tough for the bait, so do what you can. And get out there and catch the fish, man. We got flat calm weather and some biting fish.
Yeah,
I'll throw one last thing in there. The best thing for bait is a Pacific Edge bait tank.
Yeah, there's no question.
I'll tell you, it makes a big
that.
Difference.
Yeah, no question.
Yeah,
and
right
from the bait master himself, you heard what he said for sure. And fishdope.com, always the great information on there. I follow it every day. Follow where the fish is, how the fish is progressing, what's going on. It's a lot going on right now, but you need to be on it. And fishdope.com helps you stay that way. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. It's all lowercase and no space. And Mark Wish and a lot of others report there. So if you want to go, check them out. How do we find you, Mark?
Pete, We're in the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger in Huntington Beach. The phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website's pacificedgetackle.com. And it's getting really interesting out there with this warm water pushing in and different species of fish. I mean, we've had sea snakes seen again, hammerhead sharks. Jack Crevel was caught down by you guys, I think. We've got all kinds of crazy stuff going on.
Yeah, I like it.
And the best is yet to come, September.
Oh, man. This, you know, September, October, you know, with this warm water thing that's developing, and, you know, like you guys were talking, a lot of it is surface condition, but, you know, when Scripps is getting the warmest temperature since 1931, yeah, was when they beat the record here the other day that was set in 1931. I mean, that's some crazy stuff.
No doubt.
So we'll see where it goes. Who knows?
All right, Mark. Thanks a lot for that. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Yeah, you got it, guys. We'll see you.
See you, Mark. All right. Hey, let's continue on with our catch report. Head on down to San Diego, over to C4th Sport Fishing, and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4th?
Good morning, guys. How you doing today?
Doing great. Good morning.
Sounds like you heard a good preview there, but some very good fishing this week. Some nice weather, nice water conditions. A little on the warm side there, but definitely catch some fish. Those half-day trips, catching lots of calico bass, a little bit of other stuff mixed in there, about what we've seen for a while here. Three-quarter days definitely took off. You know, last Sunday we saw a lot of yellowtails kind of continue throughout the week. Sea-Watch yesterday down at the islands had some yellowtail. San Diego had some yellowtail. Sea-Watch is back down at the islands today. The San Diego's fishing offshore, so we're covering both areas there to see what's out there. And we have a couple open party trips available next couple days here. The Sea-Watch will be running tomorrow and Monday. They'll be going down to the islands. And like we talked about, passport is required for those trips, so definitely make sure you have that. Those offshore trips, catching a nice mix of still a little bit of bluefin, some yellowfin, dorado, skipjack, yellowtail, nice mix of fish on there. So all around good fishing and definitely a great way to escape some of that heat, especially if you're out in East County there. So check the website, c4thlanding.com. See our full schedule up there for all those trips, the half days, the full days, those one days, longer trips there. You can just call at the office, 619-224-3383. Or come down and visit some person, you know, get some nice beach weather, get a Rock Cod Rick breakfast burrito, and go out fishing.
I like your idea, buddy. It sounds like a good plan to me. Beat the heat, have a good time at C4, stop in, get the best burrito in town. It sounds like a plan. Marcos, great job. Appreciate the report. One more time, give us a phone number. Somebody wants to call you, get some more info, or book a reservation.
619-224-3383. Definitely get that time of the year where you need a reservation and you don't want to wait too long. Like you said, August, September, October is going to keep getting better, so don't wait too long to make those reservations. Come down, visit some person, get your gear fixed up, and get out on the boat there.
Thanks, Marcos. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, and now Sport Fishing Financials, Rick Jensen with the Northern Baja Fish Report. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, guys, and good morning, Ken. Ken? As you know, I've got a bag full of your wind-on leaders and haven't had a failure. I know I had one on a reel for two different years on Guadalupe fishing, so appreciate that. And Wes bringing one of my old sentimental reels back to life one time that was all locked up. So good stuff there with Ken's Custom Reels. Great business that you have there, Ken.
No doubt.
Yes, he is.
So let's start down there in Mag Bay and Bob Hoyt at Mag Bay Outfitters reported that they're having a pretty decent fishing, lots of yellowtail and yellowfin out at the 13. Fishing for grouper, pargo, corvina in the bay, pretty steady. Up at Mulegé, Bahia Concepcion area, the dorado have started to move in pretty close with the yellowtail. And the yellowfin tuna are moving up far enough north where they're able to run south from Mulegé area and get those within one day or within a day's range there. The corvina are starting to move into the bay in pretty good numbers, so good fishing in the bay for those. Up at La Bocana, there's still some halibut around, yellowtail starting to show, bay fishing for groupers, a little hit and miss. Bahia Asuncion, game on is the word for the week up there. They had really cold water and green conditions for quite a while. Water finally warmed up, and the big yellowtail busted wide open. So good news there. The Central Coast looks like it's starting to really get into swing. Crossover at Cedros, Jeff at Cedros Island Kayaks reported that there's all kinds of krill, max, red crab, anchovy, sardine all in the water, 70 to 73 degree water, flat, calm. They've been making some runs over to Benitos where they found the dorado on the outside, and they've been dropping into the colder water and experimenting around there with some good rock fishing, reds, whitefish, lingcod, different things in the mix there. The yellowtail fishing continues good, calico fishing steady, and the yellowtail, so much bait around that they seem to be keyed more in on the Rapala as a surface iron, just too much bait, so something different. Fast ripped SP minnow's been working. And then some of the guys winded up with some white sea bass this last week, throwing into the bird schools or even fishing with the plastics for calico. So lots of good fishing going on out the island. Bay of L.A., steady fishing continues for the Dorado yellowtail and some Cabrilla around up at San Quintin. Slower, a couple boats. Slower inside continues. There's not a lot of yellowtail happening, and the bottom fishing's okay. But a couple boats did run outside finally this week and found a few kelp patty Dorado and yellowtail. Up in Ensenada, smaller yellowtail to some decent yellowtail around. Bigger barracuda and calico being taken, and a pretty good showing of white sea bass. So Central Coast is the big news there, and it looks like that's going to turn on with some decent yellowtail fishing from there, probably all the way down the ridge to Mag Bay. Looking like that should probably be going on for quite a while starting now.
Fantastic. Good report there, Rick. And, of course, you want good news on your future of financial capabilities. Rick Jensen is the man, Sport Fishing Financial. Somebody wants to make a plan, go fishing. How do we do it, Rick?
Yeah, thanks, Pete. Check us on our website at sportfishingfinancial.com or give us a call at 949-481-1807.
All right. Thanks for that. Appreciate that. And we'll talk to you next Saturday. And let's move back up to Alaska. Captain John's on the line from Whalers Cove Lodge. What's up, John?
Big coho. That's what's up here at Whalers Cove Lodge.
Fine.
Nice.
Yeah, we've been getting coho now. We've got boats that are starting to limit, and some of these fish are gigantic. We've had several 14-pounders, and a 10- to 12-pounder is just kind of regular, but they're huge, and they're here. We're starting to really see increased numbers, so it just means the fish were a little bit late this year. And, of course, we've got all the other fish as well, halibut and rockfish, and there's been a few ling cod coming in, and black cod, Pacific cod. Last night I gave away 5 hats for 100-pound halibut, which was really cool, and those were incidental catches on the guide boats. So we're just having a great time up here. We've also had some people kayak fishing last week that were catching fish off the kayak.
Nice, and a perfect timing for our group, which we come in, let's see, a week from Tuesday. We'll be up there with our Let's Talk Hookup Davis Boats group. We're looking forward to that, John. So it sounds like our timing's going to be ideal.
Your timing couldn't be better, and the coho are biting almost anything, so it's good news. I know you guys have a lot of guys, and they're anxious to go and play with those fish. We also had a nice 21-pound king and a couple other smaller kings, so even a few of those are coming through. And it's just, you know, another great season here at Whalers Cove Lodge, and we're looking forward to your great group coming up and having fun with us. But if anybody wants to try and book a trip, we have a couple spots left toward the end of the season, plus we're booking for 2019 and 2020. You can give Jay Brindle a call. He's our guest service manager. Our phone number here is 1-800-423-3123. That's 1-800-423-3123. You can also go online and check out the pictures that we have and boats and everything. Go to whalerscovelodge.com. That's whalerscovelodge.com. You can also send us an email at info@whalerscovelodge.com. Check us out on Facebook and YouTube. We've got a lot of our old fishing episodes from Alaska's Fishing Paradise up there, and you'll get a real feel for what our place is about. I mean, we are the real Alaska in the wilderness and right in the middle of the Admiralty Island National Monument, and it's just beautiful here.
Pretty awesome. Looking forward to coming and seeing you, John, and we'll talk to you next Saturday. Thanks for that. And that wraps up our catch report today.
Sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. They have a complete saltwater tackle shop. They offer a full deli with Mexican and California licenses. They do trips and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day on the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. And East County Bait and Tackle, they're at the end of the 67 freeway at Maple View and Lakeside. Check danalanding.com.
Busy place today, Dana Landing. No doubt about that, for sure. Hey, George from Oceanside is here. Good morning, George. Thanks for joining us here at North County Ford in Vista.
What's up, George?
Hello. Hey, George.
Good morning.
Ken is owns a tackle shop. How much tackle does Ken take on a fishing trip?
Good question.
Well, you've seen my tackle box, George. I'm pretty much I like fishing live bait. So I take a small selection of hooks, and I take a few spools of fluorocarbon, and that's my tackle box fits in like a little index card holder. That's my tackle box.
So on a multi-day long-range trip.
That things change. On a 14-day trip, I still use that box on deck, which has my hooks in it. And then I have a bag that has wind-ons. But so the fluorocarbon got bigger and the hooks got bigger. But that's...
But you don't need to fight Ken for space at the tackle rack.
There's always room for my tackle box on every boat. So,
that's pretty cool.
I've been through all the different phases of the different types of fishing, you know, surface iron, dropper loop, all those different programs. I've done it, but what I like to do is me and a hook and a bait, and if I can't catch it that way, then that's not my day. So,
and would it be a J hook or a circle hook?
Good question.
Well, there's times for each, George.
All right, George. Thanks for coming to North County Ford in Vista. Mike from Chula Vista came up the road here to North County Ford. Come on, step up to the mic. Mike's making his way to the mic. Quickly.
Yeah, Mike's on his way to the mic.
On the mic. Yeah. Good morning, Mike.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Howdy.
Okay. Hey, Ken.
Yes.
Question for you. Look, when the Evettes first came out, the Raptors, the bearings and the things, they weren't the real great bearings in them. they've changed them out. You guys are capable of rebuilding those, right?
Yes. We absolutely.
Okay. Because I got one that's...
Yeah. We have... we are able to fix any reel that's out there. And we work on a lot of Abbotts that we have a complete selection of every bearing. We do not use their bearings. We use our own sourced bearings. So it improves, in my opinion, it improves your reel. So,
okay, that's one thing I wanted to find out. I used to buy a lot of reels from you out at the Del Mar before I get them from you.
Cool.
Second one, guys, with this, what's coming up now, the surges and, you know, the temperature changes, things like that, I'm just kind of wondering, I'm curious now since it's warmed up so much lately, if maybe the Wahoo might show up late.
Yeah.
I know it's a rarity. It's a rarity, but I'm just kind of...
We're ready for them.
We'll be ready if they do, for sure.
Yeah. You know, I hope they show up.
Hooks are sharp and ready to roll.
Very sharp.
Yeah. All right. Mike, thanks for coming down to North County Ford.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup, including a lot more of your phone calls, stand-up questions, great info coming your way with Ken. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon, well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6133. Or check KingfisherCharters.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like two free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 19 stores and more to come throughout Southern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
There's nothing more peaceful than fishing. Just me, my pole, and some bait. Oh, and my life jacket, of course. I like fish, but I don't want to end up at the bottom of the water with them. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
All right, we're here at North County Ford, and Zach Morris is here with us. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning.
What's up, Zach?
Hey, great to have you. And tell us what's going on here at North County Ford. You're one of the sales guys here at North County Ford, and you have a big sale going on.
Absolutely. Right now we have 0% for up to 72 months on select models, which is a huge advantage for anybody. You know,
0%.
Who really wants to pay interest if you don't have to?
Yeah, absolutely. You know? And that's so. Through Ford Credit.
Correct, yes, sir.
Wow, wow. And then other incentives, too, going on.
Correct, yep.
Yeah, wow.
This is the summertime is always, like, the best time to buy. You know, we always hear that from guys, and the summertime is, like, the right time to buy it, especially getting later into the year like we are right now. Good opportunities to score a rad deal on buying new cars and trucks.
Absolutely, yeah. Really, any time of the year is a good year. Summertime is usually the best because Ford does offer those extra incentives as well as the 0%.
And what's so special about North County Ford? I know it's a beautiful dealership. You have a huge inventory. What do you have going here at North County Ford?
Well, it's a family-owned and operated dealership for over 20 years. So yep. Everybody here is family. We want everybody that comes into the store to be treated like family.
Yep, for sure. I know the owner, Scott, great guy, and your management and everything here, just really good people here at North County Ford. Been around a long, long time.
Yes, sir.
And I know a lot of our listeners have come up to me, oh, yeah, I bought a car here last year, and I bought a car here the year before.
That's happened a bunch this morning. Yeah.
So it's a real local. People in North County love coming to North County Ford.
Yes, sir. Yeah. A lot of the loyal customers continue to come back.
Yeah, so. No doubt about it. Well, we have a caller. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
We do, yeah. Brian from Claremont is joining us this morning. What's up, Brian? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Calling in to find out from the Ford guys about these new Raptors. I want to know if you can just go up there to Vista and order one with the Foose package.
So we do have a select number of Raptors here. The Foose package is typically going to be something we would have to get shipped out to get done, but we can absolutely do that for you.
What's the deal on a Raptor? The Raptor is like the ultimate Ford pickup, right?
Correct, yes, sir.
Describe a Raptor package.
So the Raptor is going to have this upgraded off-road suspension. It's not typically used for towing. It's going to be more for people that want to go out to the desert, go off-roading. We actually have a couple employees here that have Raptors that do take them out off-roading in the desert, and you can jump them. I don't recommend it, but you can. it's definitely a fun vehicle to take out off-roading.
Yeah, but you can drive it on the street too, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What's the Foose package that he was talking about?
It's more of like an appearance package, but mm-hmm. you, it, they can do an upgraded suspension for you as well. Okay. I can't give you too many details on it because I'm not 100% sure on it.
Okay. But an upgraded upgrade from the upgrade from the upgrade.
Yes, sir.
That's cool.
Now, I understand, you know, of course, North County here, we're close to the Marine base. You guys specialize in taking care of our servicemen.
Correct. Yes, sir. I was actually in the Marine Corps for 7 years myself. And I try to talk to every military member that comes into the store and thank everybody for the service as well.
Wow. And so. And you always take extra special care of those guys that,
absolutely.
that you worked with years ago,
yes,
right?
Sir.
Yeah, all right. Well, that's cool. So they come in and ask for Zach?
Yeah, everybody can come in and ask for Zach Morris. Yes, like Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
You've never heard that ever.
No,
yeah,
never.
Nobody's
probably
ever
never.
Up.
Yeah, no, right. I never get that.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot,
Zach,
for the phone call this morning. Bill Frankel from Carlsbad is here at North County Ford. Bill? Come on, if you're still around, step up to the mic.
I don't see Bill.
How about Wayne? Wayne, come on up. Wayne Cotto, our fearless leader of CCA, and I mean fearless, too, because Wayne takes a lot.
How you guys doing today? Hey, we got a lot going on. We just had elections up in our Orange County chapter. We got Robbie Gant from Shimano that took over the presidency of the Orange County chapter. We
good
got Luke Burson.
Oh, wow.
Luke Burson from the Dana Wharf Angling Club. He took over as vice president, so we
got
a lot of things
awesome.
Going on there.
That's great.
Thanks
news.
To Ron for running that chapter up till now.
Yep.
We had some a little unfortunate news this week that we had to cancel the BD Outdoor Shootout.
Right.
And with that was our tournament and our banquet. So those things are going to be postponed for now, and we're going to regroup, and we're going to have the San Diego banquet sometime in the fourth quarter.
Stay
tuned. We're
better
still
timing
have it.
On it for that.
Yeah, we'll still have it. It'll be a fun event like always.
Yep.
We just couldn't pull it off at this time. So
yeah,
we'll make it happen. It'll be a fun event.
Too many people out fishing right now.
There's so much going on right now. If Ken didn't do such a good job with tackle, everybody wouldn't be catching so many fish.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's the power that is forming with these different groups of CCA California. With the Orange County chapter, Los Angeles chapter, and the San Diego chapter. Channel Islands chapter. That's what makes it strong. And you are making amazing headway. And your new assistant, Chris. What a great
guy. Chris Rochadero.
Yeah,
he's the new assistant. He's been doing such a great job. We have a summer intern, Ryan Casper, out of Point Loma Lazarene. So he's been doing a great job also.
Nice.
And we're just going to continue to grow. It's, you know, we're a grassroots organization, and this is how it works. We got a lot going on. We've got state legislation on the drift kill net. We got national legislation on drift kill net. We got the Billfish Conservation Act. We have the Modern Fish Act. Everything's going on right now, and there's so many things in play. We just got done getting rid of the lead ban in California, so that was a huge win for us.
Huge win.
You know, it's not over because they can always reintroduce legislation.
Right.
But these are the baby steps that it takes to build an organization and get your name out there.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing.
I mentioned it on the show before that I was at the ICAST show in Florida last month. And the sight of seeing the power of CCA Florida down there, the Florida group of CCA, this is a national organization. We're just one part of that organization. But the power of the Florida group that's been around for a while is amazing. And the chaos that they caused at that ICAST show and the attention that they got, I look forward to our California
chapters. We want to do that, but we don't want to wait 30 years to get there.
Yeah, anymore. For sure. No doubt
about
it.
Can you imagine that kind of a booth at Fred Hall shows?
Oh, my gosh. It was so exciting watching these guys, and everybody was enthusiastic about CCA down there.
Yeah, they're doing a lot.
Because they've done so much.
We want to do all that reefing here in California. We want to expand our hatchery program. We're going to be doing some broodstock trips here coming up on white sea bass and halibut. We're going to continue pushing for artificial reefs out here. And we're just going to keep pushing forward. That's our goals.
Yeah, you bet. All right,
Wayne. We're going to be doing some scientific research out of the Channel Islands. We're going to be tagging fish up there in September and October.
Fantastic.
Right.
Wayne,
thanks,
keep
thanks,
up
Wayne.
The great group, ccacalifornia.org. If you're not a member, see Wayne. He'll get you in. Yeah, for sure. Tom from Temecula is here. Thanks for coming to North County Ford. Tom? Always appreciate your support of Let's Talk Hookup.
What's up, Tom?
Morning, yeah,
Tom.
Thanks for the cooler weather down here.
Yeah,
it's
nice
a bit
down here,
up
right?
Way.
Yeah.
Anyway, Ken, I got a question for you. In stripping down my reels, changing lines sometimes, I start to see some corrosion on the sides of the spools. That's obviously salt water that's gotten trapped down below. Is there anything we can do to spools to prevent that from happening?
Yes, absolutely. There's a product out there that's made by BowShield is the name of the product, BowShield T9. It's a it's developed by Boeing Aircraft for aluminum protection. We put that on the spool, always prep the spool with that before we put any line on it. It's just an added layer of protection. Once the corrosion starts, if it pits the spool, you can clean it up and treat it with T9 and it won't go any further than it is. But it usually happens where we see it the most is where the Spectra stops and the Mono starts. Now that people are using very short top shots and the reel is full of Spectra, we don't see the problems that we used to see with that layer of Spectra with Mono on top of it and the salt get through the Mono and sit on top of that Spectra without you being able to wash it away. Spectra itself is completely 100% does not absorb moisture. However, since it's a braided product, the braid itself will trap the salt in there. So you'll have salt in your Spectra, but if you rinse it off, you're good to go. T9 is the best protection for the spool.
There are so many corrosion products on the market, and you found the T9 is the stuff, huh?
It's the stuff. It has a wax base, so it hooks up with aluminum better than anything we've seen.
Okay.
And it stays there.
Specializing in aluminum.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Boeing Aircraft.
Yeah, well,
they got a little R&D money behind them.
Yeah.
This product
that's where it came from.
Yeah, this is.
And you sell it at Ken's?
Yeah, yes,
yeah,
absolutely. Right. Or you usually see it at a marine store like West Marine carries it.
Yeah.
But we always have it at the shop. Yeah. We have like three products we use. If you can look over our bench and see what Wes has in front of him, you'll see T9 is one of them. So
wow.
It's good stuff.
That's great. Hey, thanks for coming. I appreciate that. Mr. Bill is here. Mr. Bill, there he is.
Hey, Bill.
Morning.
And good day. Thank you, gentlemen, for the radio program, and thank you, Ken, for being here, and thanks to Ford for the venue. And thanks for the weather.
Yeah,
yes, indeed.
The cloud
perfect
cover.
Morning.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just returned from Bridgeport area
nice.
For trout fishing up in June Lake and a few of the other lakes.
Wonderful.
And I've been noticed this year with all the grandkids and stuff that we had up there that the trout stocking that they usually do is really there wasn't any other than the private stocking that the companies up there have done. Wonder if you've heard anything from DFW about reducing funds or they're transferring funds to some other kind of thing or what's going on with DFW and their funding?
Yeah, it's a good question. I do not know. I don't know. We're not really in that arena that much anymore, but I'm sure that if you talk to some of the shops maybe up near Mammoth Lakes, they'd be pretty on the pulse there.
I was wondering if our fishery people down here. I mean, we have a lot of people going back
sure.
and forth.
Yeah.
So if you had heard anything, so you have not.
No. I haven't. Yeah. Sure. Ken's up there. The
right.
other Ken's would
yes.
be would be your source in Bridgeport.
I went to the place. Yeah, I went to a store.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be the best source of info up there. I mean, those guys, just like the Ken's down here, they're very well connected. I wish I had better info.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, sorry, just hope they keep it up.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I'm hoping, but it was really. I mean, there was brown trout. Rainbows, but they were mostly natives.
Yeah.
So it was really slacking. So I didn't
That's
know if you had
bad.
Heard anything.
Yeah. And sorry to
Ken
hear that.
Ken did want to come down here, but it's too busy up there.
Yeah, for sure. Hey,
thank you,
thanks
gentlemen.
For coming down. Appreciate you coming to North County Ford. Let's jump in the phones,
you
Rick.
You got it, buddy. Let's talk to John. He's calling us from Los Alamitos this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. My question is to Ken. I have a Telica 8, and I would like for it to spin faster and free spool. Is there anything you could do with it?
Absolutely.
That's what you do.
We just need to get our hands on it, and we can. You'll see a noticeable difference.
What would you do?
Well, we
secret prioritize.
Yeah, we. What we do is we give it to Wes, and Wes does the magic. The bearings, you know, the companies that are out there, they want there's a fine line between performance and durability.
Mm-hmm.
We all want the best performance possible out of how our reel free spools. But then when the bearings don't last, we start to gripe about durability. So there's a fine line between proper lubrication on the bearings, especially the spool bearings. And we kind of have that figured out. So if you give us your reel, it will free spool well, and with a little bit of care, it'll keep on free spooling well for seasons to come.
There you go. Stopping Ken's. He'll take care of it. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Roy from San Diego. Roy, you hanging around?
There's
there
Roy.
He is.
There's
All
Roy.
Right. Thanks for coming down to North County Ford here in Vista, Roy.
What's up, Roy?
That.
Hey,
Roy.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Ken, with all the new reels that are coming out, they're all a lot nicer and neater and whatever. It's like, what's the kind of the main thing you see that you have to do to some of the new ones to make them
perform better?
Yeah, this would be the best word.
You know, the new stuff, it's gosh, out of the box, most of the products that you buy now perform beautifully. So it goes to the durability end of mm-hmm. things. I don't think there's a reel out there that's right now that needs to be messed with out of the box. Suggest you fish it.
Sure.
And when something starts to slow down or bind up a little bit, then we can then bring it in, and then yeah. we'll give it a crack, and we'll do what we do to it, and you'll see a difference in it. But is it worth bringing it in when you buy it? No, absolutely not. The
You're a little too logical for us fishermen.
Yeah.
You said the word needs to. Like most of us don't operate on the need to level. We all operate on the want to
yeah.
level.
Well, you know, I tell you, it won't take long for salt to take over control of all your tackle. So,
so what you're saying is those Talikas that I've had not serviced for 6 or 7 years, I should bring them into you for service?
Yeah, about 5 years ago.
Yeah, 5 years ago.
since you're used to how well they're not performing anymore, you don't really. It grows on you slowly, so you don't
know.
That's
the point, right? Yeah.
But you would be surprised when you got them back.
Really?
On the difference.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just because, like what you were talking about earlier, with mm-hmm. all the salt buildup on the inside that you don't see.
You don't see.
And, you clean all that stuff up.
Yeah.
The biggest problem.
I better get a box together.
I say the biggest problem with Talikas is they. They work so good
yes,
under less ideal conditions that you don't, you know, that exactly that. I mean, Ken.
We call that reel a little tank. It's
yeah,
hard
yeah.
to. They're so well built, and that product particularly, Shimano is real good about the durability end of things.
Yes.
So those reels hold up against the salt better than a lot.
But still need service once in a while.
But salt will win.
Okay.
Every single time.
In the end, yeah.
In the end.
All right. Roy, thanks for coming
good
down
call,
North
Roy.
County Ford. Michael from El Cajon. Is Michael close by?
Hey, Michael's
There's
coming
Michael.
His way.
Come on. Michael's well-adorned in a Let's Talk hookup shirt. Looking good there, Michael.
Cat my hat, man.
Cat
you're,
my
you're,
Rod,
you're yeah. representing
yeah.
that.
What? Yeah.
I got a question. I just got some Treadlock 130
mm-hmm.
put on my Advent, and I don't know if I... On the floral, should I stick with the cigar, or does it matter when I'm gonna, or which floral I'm gonna match with that? And do I want to keep it 130, or go 130, 100?
Well,
I just want to take something out. So if the big fish are there, I'd use the bigger line.
If you can get away with 130, then I'd be fishing it.
Keep it 130, 130.
Yeah. On the other end of things. Getting bit can be a part of the issue there. So if you're speaking of the bluefin up here, and is this a flat fall setup that you're getting ready for? Or
well, I'm going to take several rods and reels, but I just got my one Avent. It's new, and I wanted to try that.
It's a 50 size reel?
Yeah.
50.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's your big rig?
Well, I got other ones. You know, I got five bags full of
okay.
reels.
Okay. So you could make this
Keep
one
on
your
going.
Big rig.
Yeah.
130,
it's one
130
one,
to...
I wanted to try that Treadlock because I was using the some other product. But I like the Treadlock. I haven't used it, so I'm not sure.
Well, you'll like it. It's good stuff.
All right.
Easy to work with. It comes off the spool well when fishing.
Yeah.
You'll like it.
And
make it
your big
stuff.
See, in
yeah.
terms of needing to use Seaguar fluorocarbon with Seaguar Threadlock, do you need to? No. But is it an awesome choice and one of the best fluoros out there? Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm gonna do it where I can splice it right in there.
Mm-hmm.
No knots. And then one other question. There's still openings on the two-day on the Liberty?
Yes, there are. On both trips, we have...
Oh, good, because I know I'm going on one of them.
Yep, we have two trips in September, two-day trips. That should be ideal, mid-September.
Perfect.
Let's talk about sponsored trips on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing.
Yeah,
just go to fishermanslanding.com, and you can book it right online.
I'm going to go on the second week.
There you go.
Good luck, Mike.
All right. Hey, Mike, thanks for coming down to North County Ford.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's winning all those great prizes, including those brand-new pair of Maui Jims. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color. Clarity. Detail. Maui Jim.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home with an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs. Your bait swims harder and longer, and when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
The Yamaha Outboard Summer Power Sales event is here. Until the end of August, eligible new select 90 to 200 horsepower four-cylinder four-strokes include 2 free years of Yamaha extended service. And eligible new 2.5 to 75 horsepower four-strokes include up to $500 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your local Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Offer ends August 31, 2018, subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Quality is the name of the game at Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. Free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, plus a great fleet. It's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Tomahawk, Prowler, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay. For many of us, when we think of Seaguar fluorocarbon, we think premium quality. Well, it's with good reason. Sure, Seaguar invented fluorocarbon fishing line in 1971. But what's really remarkable is that they are the only fluorocarbon line manufacturer that makes their own fluoro resins. And the resins they make are formulated specifically for fishing line. Seaguar proprietary fluoro resins are the key ingredient that makes Seaguar fishing lines the best in the business. No one else has them because Seaguar invented them. Check out Seaguar.com for more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, hey, the big winner of those Maui Jim sunglasses is going to Mr. Bill. Mr. Bill, congratulations. You are going to love those new Maui Jims. All right, and in addition to that, the winner of the random draw that's going to get one of those two great grand prizes is going...
One of the qualifiers.
Yeah, one of the qualifiers should be one of eight for those two grand prizes is going to Michael. Michael was stoked
on
that.
Yeah, Michael's
that was
pretty
awesome.
Stoked for sure.
Congrats.
Well, congratulations to all the people here, and of course, we'll get who won the casting contest, and we'll get them as the other qualifier here as soon as they're finished with the cast-off this morning. And Ken Corwin, Ken's Custom Reels, what a great job.
So killer.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Of course, you have a lot of great stuff, wind-on leaders, reels, and everything right?
We have what you need.
Yeah.
And we have one thing that nobody else has, and that's Wes.
And who is Wes? We hear you say this name,
so
Wes.
Wes is Wes and I have been doing this together for a long time. And my job there is to wind line, make connections, tell you all the latest fishing stories. Wes does all the work. I get to hang out with Wes and watch him do what he does to these reels. And he is the best there is in the world. He works on every single reel made. He's an incredible guy. I'm so blessed to have him.
Yes, you are.
In my corner.
Sure.
If we could only find more of him, it would be really cool.
And if somebody wants to come to Ken's Custom Reels, how do we find you?
We're right off the freeway in Oceanside Harbor. 1351 Harbor Drive North. We're in the same parking lot as the Oceanside Broiler restaurant. There's only two buildings in that parking lot. We're not the restaurant.
Yeah.
Or you can give us a call at 760-967-7335.
All right. Very good.
Bring us your reels. We'll do them up.
There you go. And thank you to North County Ford, the great people here, Zach and all the management here at North County Ford for hosting this show for us. We appreciate the support of the San Diego County Ford dealers, and, of course, North County Ford is a big part of that. Thanks to all of you for showing up today. A great crowd. We very much appreciate that. Thanks to the Cowboy and Tommy P., the prize Cowboys extraordinaire there. Appreciate all their hard work. Thanks to Dave Dolan for his hard work on the casting contest, along with Grant Christensen out there, and Arnie, our official photographer there, and I want to thank you all for all of that help for here. And tomorrow morning, Rick and I will be back in the Mighty 1090 studios. Brad and Ken from Make-A-Wish Tuna Challenge will be here. And, of course, we want to thank our chief engineer, most of all, Isaiah, right here. Thanks, Isaiah, for being here for us. Appreciate that very much. And we'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mighty 1090.